The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DePaul University. With more than 195,000 alumni around the world, DePaul graduates are a force in the workforce. Learn more at herewedo.depaul.edu.
It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, here we are, Friday night. Friday night calls, 312-332-3776. It's my favorite part of the week, and I hope it's your favorite part of listening to this show.
Yeah.
Friday night calls.
Listen, we could talk about the NFC Championship game, the AFC Championship game.
Absolutely.
But the floor is yours, as it is always here on the Black and Abdallah program. All calls welcome, 312-332-3776. The Twitch chat is already popping, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Everybody is psyched for the Friday night show. As it always is. We got a lot to do tonight. We got 50 pounds of stuff to put in a 10-pound bag, Chris.
What's up? What was that you just
Eric
did?
Eric knows what it is. EO11 in the house.
EO11, what was that? What did he just do there?
EO11.
Hold on. Abdallah's doing impersonations now?
No, just the one.
No, that was pretty good.
There's Murph. Bingo card right there. Abdallah does impersonation.
That's the only time you're going to hit that.
Wow.
No, I feel like you take swings.
But was that the Jonathan Hood impersonation of...
Ooh.
Or was that
like
yours?
Like the Ryan Dempster situation.
Yeah, was that
like Ryan Dempster
doing Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
I feel like most impressions done at ESPN 1000 are impressions of Jonathan Hood doing the impression of that person because he's so good at it.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Like,
he is so good at them that they've become the impression of that person. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I was just clarifying and making sure that people understood what you were doing there. Because you tried to just sneak that in and then move along with it and go to our Friday night calls. No.
Okay, I'm saying we have a lot to do. We have good question tonight. We have song of the night.
What'd you say? Sand in a bag? What was that?
We got 50 pounds of stuff to put in a 10-pound bag. Because I can't say the other word on the radio.
If only listeners knew. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and ESPN Chicago
app.
One day. What, like a fireside chat type of deal where when we're out and about again?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be the best.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that time? Can you guys tell us about this? Yes, we absolutely will.
Uh-huh.
Can I talk to you about the football this weekend? Here's my thoughts. Is it different for you, the teams that you're rooting for to get to the Super Bowl, from the teams that you're betting on this weekend? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, do you look at it and say, I'm only rooting on these teams because I know I'm betting on these teams? Or do you root for a matchup for the Super Bowl heading into this weekend with the championship games and the NFC and the AFC saying, this is the matchup I would like to see, even though I don't quite think it will happen. So I'm going to put my money over here.
So I think that I think it depends on the matchup in this weekend, right? I have been on the Bills for a few months now. I want the Bills to win. I am betting on the Bills to win. I will be rooting for the Bills. I will be betting on the Packers. Am I rooting for the Packers? Well, yeah, I'm rooting where my money is, but I don't care if the Bucks win and beat the Packers. I also don't really mind it if we get the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, because what am I, like, they might be the best team. They still might be the best team in football. Like, am I really going to be upset with Patrick Mahomes being in another Super Bowl? Of course not. My money is on the Bills. I would like to see the Bills win. More so my take of them being better than the Chiefs is correct. But in the NFC, I'm rooting for my money, but I'm not going to be upset. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, damn, Tom Brady's in it again. Like, that doesn't matter to me.
Well, I do think that there is a setup here that is on the horizon, and we'll all be sick of it in 2 weeks, is if we do get Tampa Bay, Kansas City, the Tom Brady against Patrick Mahomes and the greatest matchup ever in the history of the world for this upcoming Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
I think that will get tiresome. I do think the best outcome out of this weekend heading into the Super Bowl, the best game, would be Green Bay and Kansas City. Because I think Green Bay and Kansas City have been the two best teams all season long. I know you differ on the Kansas City Buffalo conversation. You think Buffalo is a better team, but I think for the best Super Bowl, Kansas City Green Bay would be the matchup I would vote for. I know they're both the favorites in this weekend. They're both hosting the championship games.
I don't think you can lose. I don't think, as a fan of football, I don't think that there is a bad matchup. There is not a no one wants to see this team get to the Super Bowl because they're boring and they're not fun. They don't have a good quarterback. They're winning with just, they're winning games, you know, 7-0 or 7-3 or 10-3 or something like that, right? All these quarterbacks are great. A couple of them are in the prime of their careers. A couple of them, this might be the last few times you get to see them in a Super Bowl on this stage. So I feel like this is, you can't go, there is no wrong answer here, I think, with who gets to the Super Bowl and the outcome.
You're 100% right. Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers might be. And then I haven't looked it up. I'm just saying it right now. But I'm going to say it because it's going to sound right. This might be the four best quarterbacks we've seen in the conference championship games in quite some time. You know, like, I know that Roethlisberger's been mixed in quite a bit for the Steelers in many games, but you did have Peyton and Tom Brady going head-to-head in the AFC for a long time. But I would imagine that one of the four teams usually is like the situation that you just laid out. A team that has a really good defense, a so-so quarterback, or a subpar quarterback, but the defense, special teams, coaching gets them to that point. So a lot to discuss with the NFC Championship game, the AFC Championship game. A lot of football coming up on Sunday. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Friday night calls, all calls welcome. Marco in North Riverside, you kick things off. What's up, Marco?
Hey, guys. I'd like to see if you would get behind a petition to get an AFC team to move to Chicago, get a second NFL team here. There was an article back in 2019 that had four teams that might be interested in moving: the Bills, the Jaguars, the Bengals, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They all have stadium problems. They all have fan problems. We have a city that's tired of their ownership, and they're never going to sell. The big thing was maybe we were going to move to London. Maybe we're going to move to Mexico. You have to think that COVID's put that on a bit of a hiatus, but these teams and these owners are still going to have those problems. Let's build a McCormick Dome. We can host Super Bowls. We're going to be able to kick up revenue. We're going to be able to generate jobs. The mayor will get behind it. We'll get an alderman that'll get behind it. We could do this, and now we don't have to worry about what idiot move they're going to do for another quarterback with the Bears.
All right, Marco, thank you for the call. Let me follow up one question, one quick question, Marco. Do I have to sign anything, or do I have to give an email address? Because if I have to give an email address, I'm not doing it.
You can get a burner account, I'm sure.
So just a signature?
Yeah, just a signature.
Okay,
just
all right. All right, thanks, Marco. I mean, I don't know. When people stop me on the street and ask me to sign stuff, I usually keep walking.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like, I say no thank you.
Now.
Like, I'm not rude, but like you know, because you're walking down, you know, State Street or Michigan Avenue, and there's people like, hey, do you have 5 minutes for something? And you're on the grand scheme of life, yes, I do have 5 minutes for your cause, but right now, like, I have to go get this sandwich.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, and I see
do
you have
I have
a list
5 minutes?
You
no.
want my email address so then you can bombard my inbox. Like, I don't really have time to delete your emails every day. But, yes, I do have 5 minutes for world peace, but, like, not the 5 minutes currently as I'm standing in front of you.
I do have 5 minutes
on the street.
But I'm going to spend 15 minutes walking around Target instead. So to Marco's point, I find it hard to believe that if a team moved here, like he mentioned the Jaguars or someone else, that they would get Bears fans to root for them. If it was an upstart team, like if it was, we're going to create another team in the NFL, it's going to be the Schaumburg, whatever they are, Schaumburg. I was trying to think of a name that
Bobcats?
Sure.
Be a Bobcat?
Well, what do they got out in Schaumburg? Malls? The Schaumburg Malls? The Schaumburg Ikeas? I don't think
they do have an IKEA.
I think people would be more willing to
good
root
color
for
scheme
a
too.
Yeah, oh
blue
yeah,
and yellow,
yeah, yeah, right. Like Rams colors. Yeah, okay. I think that people would be more willing to root for them if it was a new team. Like you might be hard pressed to find people that are going to jump on a new team just because it's a new team. Like people are pissed because right now it's okay to be pissed, right? Like, it's in the moment. It's heated. The Bears are bad. They don't have a quarterback. All that stuff. You're mad. You're not going to another team.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're a longtime sports fan in this city, you understand the history of football in this city. And if you are upset with the Chicago Bears, are there Cardinal fans in this city? The Cardinals were originally here.
Yeah.
They were the Chicago Cardinals, and they moved, and then they went to St. Louis, and now they're in Arizona. But, like, I've never heard of somebody in this city, and I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I've never heard of somebody saying, hey, I've grown up a Cardinals fan because they once were here, and that's my adopted team because the Bears suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do know people who have gone north of the border and become Packer fans because of all the success, and the Bears have been so bad for so long, and they become Packer fans, which is crazy to me. But have you ever met somebody who's like, I'm a Arizona Cardinals fan because the Cardinals were here originally?
I don't think I've ever met an Arizona Cardinals fan, just in general.
That might be a good, yeah.
I've been to Arizona.
I don't disagree with you. I don't think I've ever heard of that. But like,
Do they have fans? Are we sure?
If you're looking for a second team, wouldn't that be the logical team? They used to be here.
I guess, yeah.
That's a good logo on a helmet, too.
I feel like you want to be able to go see your team, though. So proximity has to somewhat, if you're going rooting for a football team, proximity somewhat,
perhaps,
says the Alabama fan and USC fan. So
perhaps.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Or not. Dave, yeah. Dave in the north side. Dave, what's up?
Hey, it's Eddie from the north side. But it's so much to get through.
You're Dave now.
It's all the same. Eddie, go ahead.
Why don't Sylvie has an expert on, and he's explaining why he likes Green Bay, and he does not mention one word about the game that Tampa Bay just annihilated Green Bay earlier in the year, which I can't even fathom that he didn't even bring it up. He's supposed to be an expert. I'll tell you, I love the Bills, and I love Tampa Bay this weekend. But the other thing is I don't know what everybody's been watching, but I've been watching Watson over there on Houston. He's made that team worse. I look at his stats. So he's got 300-400 yards.
Dave.
He's got one touchdown.
Dave.
He's got an interception. I know. I've seen it all. And the other guy said about Indy, all they've been building here and building here. They called Andrew Luck the next coming thing of God. They got him, and they did nothing. And I knew he would never win a Super Bowl and never last, because that guy takes like 9 seconds to make decisions, and he was going to get wasted every time. And the offensive linemen was like, wait a minute. We can't hold every down. We can't have holding every time because he's making decisions. That's why he got walloped all the time, and that's why he's out of the game right now.
Eddie.
Deshaun
Dave,
Watson.
Eddie,
I'm going to tell you right now. But wait, I know.
Right now you're telling me? Go ahead.
He will never, ever win a Super Bowl in the NFL. And you can mark that word on my day. And if that's not
Eric, mark it.
That's what we're trying to do, right? Is win a Super Bowl for the Chicago Bears.
Is that what we're trying to do? Dave, Eddie, let me tell you something.
Okay.
That was week 6. That is an eternity ago in football games. I mean, the Packers have only lost 2 games since that loss to the Vikings once, and an overtime game to a game that went to overtime against the Colts. They've won every single game since then, and they won their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row.
What did Pittsburgh do without their so-called franchises, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown? They got rid of Roethlisberger. What did he go 10-0 without both of them guys?
What does that have to do with the Bucks and the Packers playing this weekend?
Wait, I'm just saying.
Dave.
Listen.
It's Eddie.
I'm telling you.
It's both.
I expected from Rodgers to do what he did to this point in that division. But what Tampa Bay did and Brady did this year, there is no way that he should not win MVP. coming to a new team, a new system in the first year, and you take that team to a championship game, that is unheard of. It is absolutely unheard of.
Dave.
Eddie, who's Eddie. Better? Who's better, Tom Brady or LeBron James?
Or Tiger Woods?
Wait, what? Say it again.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Leather. Hand-woven
leather.
All right,
we are off to a great start.
Hand-woven leather.
Friday Night Calls, Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. People don't know what you're talking about.
I don't care.
Let's go to Jimmy in Burbank. Jimmy, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Jimmy. How was your hour since we last spoke?
Yeah, no, you know what, Adam? I've done a lot since then. I've had a couple Uncrustables. Ooh. Let the dog out, you know.
Nice
Friday night stuff. Well, daughter's calling me from the bathroom with assistance needs, but that can hold on for a second.
What kind of dog do you have?
Third phone calls that you guys just received to start your show this evening.
Welcome to Friday nights.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's what we do.
Holy Christ! So, first of all, I want to talk about for a couple of reasons, rooting for Tampa Bay this weekend. First of all, being that the Packers suck. But, and we don't like them at all. Secondly, I want to see a home team play in the Super Bowl. I think that's going to be super cool. I don't know if the pageantry or something would take over, and it wouldn't really matter at that point. But why aren't people really talking about this? I don't get it.
Well, I think people might not be talking about it, Jimmy, because there's extremely limited fans. Like, if this was a year where...
Yeah,
you
there
know.
Won't be like a home field advantage. I mean, I know they know
will
the surroundings,
there, will there
but
been, anyway, though, that's kind of what I like. You know, part of the conversation, like you know, like yeah, it's in your building and you got the familiarity of that. But you know, they don't. I mean, a lot of it's like tickets that are given away, sold to rich mm-hmm. people that are from across the country. So I was just thinking about stuff like that, and also I hate the Packers. So
all right, well that's fair.
All right, Jimmy, two things. So your daughter's still waiting for assistance in the bathroom from you. That's one, right?
She gave up on asking.
Okay, good.
So
that's smart.
Start learning this and figuring it out on her own.
Smart kid. Two. What kind of dog? What kind of dog do you have?
I have a pit bull.
Nice.
And she is beautiful and the sweetest dog you've ever seen in my life.
Love it.
Wonderful.
What's her name?
So and also she much like Deshaun Watson, she makes this team worse around here. So like that other caller was saying, what the hell was that guy talking about?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's Friday. It's Friday. Jimmy, have a great weekend.
Have
right,
an extra
man?
Uncrustable
You're
for us
too, man. I'm gonna hang up and listen now. But that was ridiculous.
That's Jimmy in Burbank. Well, I mean, do you want me to go back to him?
No. That's
Jimmy.
Fine.
What were you saying? I'm sorry they cut you off.
No, it's okay. I was gonna say that what I was gonna reiterate on. Was I want Deshaun Watson to make my team worse next year.
Yeah, me too,
and
right?
I don't care what we have to give up for him, and I also think that if that happens, the Bears are going to make a push at signing Will Fuller. And that's what me and Adam were talking about earlier when mm-hmm. I called in to Waddle and Sylvie, but I don't know. I'll hang up and listen and see what you guys think.
All right, thanks, Jimmy. Thanks. Have a great evening. Let's go with Pete in New Buffalo. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Pete?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
What's going on?
Hey, I want to thank Eddie for a great call to start the show off with referencing the Week 6 game against Tampa Bay for the Packers.
Yeah.
You know, Rodgers was on McAfee the other day, and they asked a question like, how relevant is that loss? And mm-hmm. he had a great response and said, it's about as relevant as New Orleans' 38-3 victory against Tampa Bay was in Week 6 last weekend. So, that's about how much it matters. And I also, to second that, Rodgers threw two picks in that game in a row. One was a pick six, and then his next pass was an interception that they took back to the 1 yard line, I think. I don't see that happening again for Tampa Bay. So, again, Eddie, great call. Thanks for thanks for contributing, but I'll shut up and listen to you guys talk.
Thank you, Pete. You know, around that same idea, playing a team previously in the year, does it help? Does it hurt? Does it even matter? I kind of tend to lean towards what Aaron Rodgers said. If you remember the way that game played out, I remember watching that game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blowout. The Packers are terrible. And it seems like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, every once in a while, play games like that. Where they just get blown out.
Aaron Rodgers has thrown 6 interceptions this year. 2 of them were in that game.
Yeah.
Or maybe 3 of them, actually. No,
like
2
Pete
of them
said,
were in that game.
One was for a touchdown return. And I don't think it's as relevant. Maybe it's relevant in the idea that you know now what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're able to game plan off of it. But, I mean, week 6 was a long time ago. Football teams change. They evolve. They do things differently by the time we get to the end of the season.
After week 6, the Bears were 5-1.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great response. I would also add to the idea is, like, go back to last week. Did Tampa win a clean game against the Saints? There's
no,
a lot of people who are on Tampa Bay, but when you were watching New Orleans-Tampa Bay last week, that was a sloppy,
Here's what happened.
Poorly executed game.
There were 3 turnovers in that game, and the Bucs scored touchdowns off of every single turnover. I don't see the Packers turning over the ball 3 times. I don't see it happening.
Right, and it's not like Tampa Bay is coming in just blowing teams out, because that I would be concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a Packers fan heading into this weekend, I think Green Bay is hands down the better team.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's go to Jason in St. John, Indiana. Jason, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. Hey, I appreciate the Friday night calls. Let's forget about football for a second and hockey and basketball. I need to know, why is Cap such a doofus? I just don't understand why ESPN even still has him on the radio.
Be nice, Jason.
Bring Hoodie down in the morning.
Jason.
The one group of fans that he has in this town, maybe Cubs fans, because he's such a diehard Cubs fan. He's completely alienated, and we want nothing to do with him now. Come on. Are you a Cubs fan,
Jason?
Yeah, I'm a Cubs fan. What? Nobody at ESPN likes working with that guy.
Okay.
No, that's not true.
Love working with Cap.
Come on, guys. It's Friday night. Take a shot and get honest. The guy's a moron.
Okay, be nice. No personal shots, Jason. That's not fair.
Thanks for the
call, Jason. Especially when Cap is not here to defend himself.
But
I do think it's interesting, because Cap's going to have Cub fans who are angry, like Jason, St. John, Indiana, coming for him, because he is now a White Sox fan.
Speaking of that, Will in Naperville, line 3. You're on ESPN 1000.
Go ahead, Will.
What's up, Abdullah?
What's up, Will?
How's the bathroom looking, my brother?
It needs a cleaning. It needs a cleaning. Since there's no football on, probably Saturday. We're going to clean the apartment on Saturday.
Lysol and the knee pads, man. The shortest, bro.
I use the mat. Yeah, we got to kneel on the mat.
Do you bring the mat from, like, when people come in through the front door?
No. The one in front of the shower.
No, I'm saying, like, if you have more than 2 bathrooms, I'm saying.
Are you kidding me? I live in Chicago, Will. I live in a 2-bedroom apartment.
So you use the same mat in every bathroom?
Yeah, I walk inside, I take the mat from outside, I put it in the bathroom, and then when I leave the apartment, I put that mat outside.
Well, you know, Adam, you know I love him, right?
I mean, do, yes.
You know who I am. So I feel like
a shot is coming, Will. I feel like when you say that, something's coming.
Well, you know, like, I'm just hearing that. I understand why you turn a Cubs fan and stuff like that. But then, damn, bro, you have to take. I mean, from Cubs fan to Sox fan, now you have to take Cap on the wagon. So.
Listen, Will.
It's tricky now. It gets tricky now.
No, it does. See, Will, I'm not going to tell people how to fan, right? I don't tell people who to root for. He wants to root for Clemson. He can root for Clemson. He wants to root for the White Sox and the Cubs. Let him root for the White Sox and the Cubs. Because you know what? He's going to buy season tickets. He's not going to go to all those games. And guess who's going to reap the benefits? me and Bleck and Meller and Eric and all the White Sox fans here. So listen up, White Sox fans that work at ESPN 1000. Support the cause, because when he can't go to all those games, guess who he's going to offer those tickets to? All of us. So welcome aboard, Cap. Welcome aboard the White Sox train.
But it's a different thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you and Chris, you know what I'm saying? You're talking together, and then all of a sudden you see Cap right there in the corner, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, he's going to have good seats, so I'm gonna use them, hopefully. I'll take them.
All right.
I'll freeload. I don't care.
All right, Will. Good luck with the bathroom cleaning this weekend.
Yeah, man. I'm on it right now, bro. Hey, good show, guys.
All right, Will. Thank you. That's Will. Oh, knee pads. You got knee pads?
I think that for cleaning, like, I don't.
How many bathrooms does Will have in his house?
Well, I mean, if you live
ten bathrooms?
If you live in the burbs, you got a few bathrooms. I live in the city. I got one bath. You live in the city, you got one bathroom.
I have knee pads.
You have two bathrooms?
We've got two bathrooms.
Oh, Chris is living that two-bathroom life in the city, huh?
I mean, when
you move to the sterilized West Loop, that's what you can afford.
You need to invest in knee pads, then. For all the bathrooms cleaning.
I've never needed knee pads.
That's because he's never cleaned the bathroom.
Just get a Swiffer.
I lived with him for 6 years.
Oh, there we go.
No, I've taken on those duties.
Oh.
How's that make you feel? When we lived together, I never. Yes, you're 100. You did all the work. Appreciate it, my man.
Well, we really never cleaned the bathroom.
And to be honest, we're pretty clean dudes. I mean, we have friends that were messy, but.
We had to throw out a couple chairs and a rug once.
Because our friend threw up all over him.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Favorite time of the week, Friday nights, Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. You can call the show at 312-332-3776. Also find Black and Abdallah on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Check out our Instagram page. You can watch the show on Twitch. ESPN 1000 Chicago is a Twitch channel.
Popping.
You can also tweet at us.
They're drinking.
Oh, they are in the Twitch channel? Always. What's everyone drinking tonight? Everyone respond. I'll take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Is my dad taking bets in the Twitch
chat,
too?
Your dad is taking bets as to how many games Cap will go to this year.
Okay. All right. Under. FedEx Herald in Skokie. You're on ESPN 1000. I said under. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Herald?
How's it going, man? So, I got two things to say. I want you guys to listen to that Tim Anderson interview. And call me crazy, but I felt like Mayweather, like I was listening to, man. Like, the problem, he was the problem, he's unstoppable, like, I don't know, I just felt like it sounded just like Mayweather with that attitude he had, you know? And the second thing I'm going to say is the Chicago Bulls, man, I'm just excited to see tonight, man. I'm more looking forward for the bench to actually step up, man. They actually been doing okay, but, I mean, other than that, man, I don't know what these Bulls bring, but it just brings more excitement for me to watch. And the coach, man, like I said, they're doing good, you know? And I'm pretty excited to see what they do tonight. So want to hear your thoughts on about that.
Thanks, Harold. Thanks for the call. Have a good weekend. So Tim Anderson was on Waddle and Sylvie yesterday. He was awesome. Check out the podcast on the Waddle and Sylvie podcast page on the ESPN Chicago app. So, yeah, absolutely. Tim Anderson, I love how it's not cockiness.
It is cockiness, but it's not like
but it's like confident.
It's not
cockiness that you like root for.
I can't think of a word that to say it without saying something that I'll get suspended for.
Yeah,
he's not being a clown bag.
Right. But he has the confidence and the cockiness that you want on your side.
It's swag,
it's awesome.
Drip, it's too much sauce. He's got everything. He's got everything. He's got the vibes of a superstar. The swag to go with it, and he just doesn't care. And he backs it up, too, which is great.
Yeah.
Like, his rise last season has been great.
And the other thing that Harold wanted to talk about, the Bulls, their early second quarter, the Bulls are losing by one right now, 31-30. If you have the dual screens going with Bleck and Abdallah tonight, early, tight game right now, 6 points for LaVine, 5 from Coby White. 5 points from Lauri Markkanen as they play Charlotte. It's 31-30 early in the second quarter. It's a good matchup for the Bulls tonight. Two teams in the Eastern Conference outside of the playoffs looking in, but right in that conversation. You see the Knicks won again last night?
Dude.
Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks are playing really good
best
basketball.
Best defensive team in the NBA.
Big weekend for the Bulls. They have the Lakers on Sunday. They have the Hornets tonight. And they have a tough week next week as well. So let's see if the Bulls can win some games. It was a surprise that they got the back-to-back games last weekend after getting losing that game late on Friday night. But let's see what the Bulls can do tonight against the Hornets. Andrew and Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000.
Yo, what up, boys? Happy Friday.
What up,
Andrew?
Yo, guys, I love your show, man. I like, you know, how you guys are bringing something fresh to the city, so I'll keep it up.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Chicago fan. I love all the teams with all my heart. I just want to say, guys, I just want to get this off my chest. And I mean, I called a few weeks ago and said, you know, Zach LaVine, you know, I think he's the real deal. He's just so young. You guys were talking about all week, you know, about Zach LaVine. And I'm loving the new season, the new coaching, the new GM. But I want to know, guys, I don't want to ever trade this guy for, like, the next few years until we know what the future is going to be. My two buddies, Eric and Ricky, they're like,
Shout out Eric and Ricky. We got value.
What's up?
We were just shouting out Eric and Ricky. Hmm.
Yeah, they were just giving me a hard time. They're like, we should trade this guy while he has value. So I was like, guys, who are we going to get? We have a future right now. We're going forward. Like, we got Lauri and Kobe. If we trade Zach, what are we going to get besides draft picks? So I just don't think it makes any sense. So, you know?
Yeah, no, good point, Andrew. And if we talk about Zach LaVine just for a moment here tonight, averaging 27 points per game, number five in the NBA at the moment. I would just throw this out there. I know that there's a lot of love for LaVine, and I've said it on repeat at length, and I think he just buried a real deep – it was Denzel Valentine just did that three. Jesus, where'd he shoot that from? Suburbs of Charlotte.
Went in.
He's awful. Okay, so he is. He's terrible.
No, he is. He's real bad.
The Zach LaVine thought is this. If you pull up points per game and you look at the top 15 players in the league right now, there's only one person in the top 15 players of the league right now in scoring that has a lower PER than Zach LaVine at the moment. So even though Zach is giving you 27 points per game, which is fifth in the NBA, his PER is at 21.38. And most of the other players who are in the top 15 as far as PER are like 23, 26, 28. Kevin Durant at 28. You know, like, so I would just throw some caution. Like, he puts up points. Can he do the other things to help the team win? That's what we need to concentrate on.
Well, he has a few times this season so far when his shot isn't falling.
Is he doing it enough?
He's getting double-digit assists. So I think, yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to it's a feeling out type of year.
The only player who has a lower PER in the top 15 of scoring in the league, you will not. I guarantee if you had 1,000 guesses, you would never guess.
Probably not. So I'm not going to waste our time.
Plays for the Detroit Pistons.
Not going to waste
1,000 guesses. You would never
waste our time.
Jeremy Grant.
There you go.
He's averaging 25 points per game. 12th in the league.
I was going to guess.
You're going to say Jeremy Grant.
I was going to say Jeremy Grant.
Call him in Las Vegas, listening on the ESPN app. Colin, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Colin, are you underwater?
Yes, sir. No, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So.
A little bit better. Oh, hey, so I was just going to say, you know, obviously the Chicago Cardinals used to obviously be in Chicago. So insiders were Sox fans and Cardinals fans. They weren't Bear fans or Cubs fans. So my point was just going to be that, you know, it is possible. You could bring, you know, you could bring the Cardinals on back, see what happens. It could be fun. I mean, I've certainly had enough of this Bears, you know, hot garbage and stuff. So, you know, maybe you could bring another team in here. Why not? It could be fun.
Should I have him do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Colin, will you repeat after me, please?
Yes, sir.
One small step for man.
One small step for man.
One giant leap.
One giant leap.
For mankind.
For mankind.
Thank you.
Just say it all together now, though.
If you want to.
That's one small step for man, can't leap for mankind.
Thanks, Colm.
I actually think the recording from the moon sounded better than
that. I think that was better quality, yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thanks to Eric Ostrowski for producing tonight's show. Download the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. We'll be back Monday night with you here on ESPN 1000 from 6 to 8. And also with Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6 right here on ESPN 1000. At the end of the week, we like to get to our favorite segment. It's called Good Question. And Adam, this is how we play. When the host here at ESPN 1000 asks a question to a guest on the phone and the guest responds with good or great question, you score a point. In the year 2021, what does our leaderboard look like?
With two good questions on the year, Jack Nolan.
Wow.
The voice of Notre Dame pre and post. And Notre Dame basketball and football pre and post is your leader. Waddle has one. I have one. Brian Hanley has one, and so does J. Will from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Wow. Okay, so we're off to a very cold start.
It's cold outside. I get it.
Not
you're
a
not
lot
hitting
of
the ball as hard
yeah.
when it's cold out.
Dead you ball
yeah,
era.
Exactly, exactly.
It's something to keep our eyes yeah. on. Let's get to it. Here's a good question.
Yeah, I got a question for can I get an answer?
Question, you're going to take any questions?
You want me to let me finish talking? You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Don't interrupt me, okay?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
How could you ask me a question like that?
I'm on Burgundy?
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
I got a question for, can I get an answer?
All right, this week's edition of Good Question.
Now, he had a couple injuries, right? He had
Keyshawn. Fight on.
Toe. How does
Bite
the
on,
toe
sir.
Affect the Bite concussion? On. Because you said he's going to go through a number of tests, riding bikes, jogging, treadmill, where if the toe is kind of bothering him, how will they be able to tell which is which?
It's a great question, right?
Less than a month away from spring training, and they still don't know if both leagues are going to play the DH or not. How can that possibly be happening?
And why are they waiting so long?
Yes.
That's a very good question.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Do we award a point to each?
Is that a split point?
That's like a half a sack each, right?
Is that an assist?
I don't think we do half points.
Does Xander get an assist?
I'll give Xander a point and Fred a point for that one.
Double point.
I'll give them each a point for that one.
Who was the heavy breather on the Keyshawn question?
Whoever the porter was outside.
Now, he had a couple injuries, right? He had the concussion, but he also had the toe. How does the toe affect the concussion? Because you said he's going to go through a number of tests.
I can't even make
bikes,
that noise.
Jogging, treadmill.
All right. Just want to make sure we got everything covered there. A lot of heavy breathing at the end of the show. We still have phone calls to get to. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. All right, you updated it, so we're going to give
it's
a
updated.
Point.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a little generous.
I give them both a point. Come on,
point for each.
Come on.
Again, it's cold out. The scores are being very generous. We need runs right now.
Same. Give the man a hit.
I'm just saying. Also, I think since we host the baseball show throughout the summer here on ESPN 1000, we should acknowledge Hank Aaron passing. 86 today. The home run champ, 755 career home runs until Barry Bonds passed him later on. But for years, he's the guy that you remember, like your first baseball memory, no matter how old you are, was him passing Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
I think for many generations. And even though I'm a younger guy. Like, that's the highlight I recall when I think of, like, great baseball highlights from back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the heat and he took and the hate and the abuse that he had to deal with. Just a great guy. You can't find anyone to say anything ill about Hank Aaron. He was just an extremely generous and great man.
All right, we're going to wrap up tonight's show with our song of the night.
I want to rock!
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
All right, we're going back to 1980, Abdallah.
Can I give you the reason?
Yeah, go for it.
So tonight, we're like, what should we do? And I go, listen, it's Friday. Fridays, we're going to pick a feel-good song. Literally pick any song by Hall & Oates. Dealer's choice.
And here we go. You Make My Dreams. And also, we have phone callers still on the line. The show's wrapping up, so you guys get to help out with this. Bruce in Midway.
Just
Bruce.
Wait for it.
All right. What I want. Bruce in Midway. You're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Bruce.
Bruce!
We'll come back to Bruce. Ben in Dyer, Indiana.
Ben,
you're on ESPN 1000.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, hi, Ben.
Oh,
how are you?
Ben?
I'm good.
What do you want to ask us?
How can we help you, sir?
How do you think it's going to affect the Bucks without having AB?
That's a good question, Ben.
Antonio Brown out for the game against the Packers.
I think that they'll run the ball more because he's a target that Tom Brady has gone to in clutch third down situations because he's reliable and has really good hands. So look for them to run the ball a little bit more because Antonio Brown is not there. And look for maybe Gronk, a reliable target for Brady Gronk's entire career, to maybe get some of those touches.
Ben, I would say Evans and Godwin are reliable receivers to begin with. Mm-hmm. It just was an added bonus for Brady. So I think the offense is going to be okay for the Bucks.
Yeah, do you think the Bucks are going to cover?
Oh, getting it early.
I actually go the other way, Ben.
I think I like the Packers. I like the Packers.
Packers cover, my friend.
Yeah.
Do you see the first part of the game?
He's being coached.
Did I see the first play of the game? Oh, the first time they played?
Yeah, that was so long ago.
Aaron Rodgers, that was last season, basically.
It doesn't matter. Thank you, Ben. Have a great night.
I'm wearing my Tom Brady jersey.
Well, then go Bucks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Al in Lamont. Al.
What's up, guys? Driving home, smoking my hookah.
Yeah.
I think the Bulls are a mini version of the Buffalo Bills. Real quick, young, exciting like they were 2 years ago. Obviously, we're not anywhere near that where they are in championship status, but they got that level of excitement that excites me about the Bulls is what I see what the Bills have become. So there's hope for the future, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Al. Let's see if Bruce is still there.
Bruce.
We got 20 seconds, Bruce.
Are they running the same AP?
There's something going on there, Bruce.
Let's just let the Hall & Oates breathe then.
All right.
We'll be back on Monday. Enjoy the football.
Bye. Bruce! He's not there.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.